Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got to mention this in the listening area. Bert's got a couple rescheduled dates. Sunday, August 2nd, Orpheum Theater in Sioux City, Iowa, right up the road here from Omaha. And our Wichita listeners, Orpheum in Wichita, Thursday, September 24th. That's the rescheduled dates.
But only if you all stay at home.
Right. Stay at home, man. Tommy Chong, later on this hour. Got a new app out, new game. It's about weed. Surprise.
Have you all done your census?
Funny. My wife did online the other day because we kept getting letters saying that we hadn't done it. And she went online and did it real quickly.
Do your census. They're not spying on you. And that's how you get government funds.
Yeah. It really only takes like 5 minutes.
I even count all the illegal Mexicans living with me, too.
Twice. What I found out was if you list yourself as white, and I did because I am, you have to specify what kind of white.
Yeah, my wife was asking me the same question. She goes, what are you? I said, I'm white. And what are you? I'm a mutt. I said, I don't know. Put Scottish down because it's Scottish, it's Irish, and it's German.
And it wouldn't let you put more than one.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Because I did the same thing. I'm going, well, I don't have just one heritage. I have a couple. You know,
a lot of people do. It didn't make any sense either because I'm thinking now there's a Scottish guy lives here.
Because my heritage is really...
I'm far from it. That's part of my history.
It's really mongrel because...
All of us are.
They came from Ukraine, but they were Germans from Russia who had moved... Germans who had moved to help the Ukrainians farm. So I put in Germans.
That's only one side, right? What about the other side? What
Germans
about your mom's
from
side?
Russia? My mom's side is mostly Scandinavian.
Okay. How about you, Nick?
Is supremacist an option?
Oh, you're down your dad's side?
No, just white supremacist.
You should type that in and see if they accept that.
No.
And Craig doesn't know where he's from.
They're Danish, mostly on my mom's side.
But they didn't specify.
It's made a big difference in my life.
I know. I know. You're white.
Anything else? There's all kinds of Asians. They didn't ask, how black are you?
So I didn't look at it. My wife was filling it out. She just asked me the question. She doesn't say, what part of the black area are you from?
Yeah.
Did it ask, what part of the Asian area you're from?
No.
But once again, how are they looking into it when they ask? If they want to break it down, technically I'm not Scottish. I'm part Scottish, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what they need.
And even German and there's Irish in there, too.
Why they need specification, and it was only if you clicked white, a little drop-down bar would come in, and what kind of white are you?
Yeah.
The
good kind.
Pasty?
is pasty an option?
I make sure I wear sunscreen every time I'm outside.
I didn't get that either. We had Dr. Mina on earlier. She was great, but she's also informative and not all great news, but she's at least trying to keep it real and telling you what's going on, and you got to keep it real. Bert Kreischer just phoned the program, too. He's always funny. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, you can download listen to the stream on those websites, too. And please, patronize the advertisers.
Tommy Chong, in a few minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's 9:10?
Craig's telling you how to spice up your sex life. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're stuck there at home.
Dr. Love. We call Craig Dr. Love.
Stuck there at home with the wife.
That's your Kiss was singing about, Craig, by the way.
Yeah, that's it. Kansas schools closed for the year.
They weren't yet?
They haven't said
the whole year.
No, she just went on today.
The whole year?
They're closed for the year.
It's going to happen here, too. My kids are in virtual school, and school would end in mid-May anyway here, mid-late May anyway, so I don't see them going back to the actual physical building.
I said our youngest was banging his head on his desk yesterday.
Oh, really? At the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked in. My kids were both in their separate rooms on their laptops listening to teachers, and I thought, school sucks even at home, I guess, but it's only 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like noon to... noon to like 2:30. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
Figuring that out.
Are they able to watch and see if they're paying attention?
Yeah, they have to be on. I asked them too because I was afraid of my. I know my daughter would pay attention. My son is my son.
Oh, I'd totally jack around.
Exactly.
If I knew they weren't watching.
But he was sitting at his desk with the laptop open. Yeah, they can see you.
Okay.
It's a Zoom situation, right? I don't know how that works, but you know.
Can you talk back and forth?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Or do they mute you?
No,
you
my daughter got muted. She said hi to one of her friends, and the teacher muted her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think they generally say that, you know, your common etiquette for those things is to start with everybody's muted or just the moderator or the teacher can be heard.
Right, right.
And if you're called upon, then, okay, unmute, ask your question or answer your question, and then go back to mute.
Yeah, because I took a yoga class online yesterday.
And they just muted your ass?
Yeah, of course.
Can't hear you farting?
I was going to say, I would fart extra loud on that.
I tried.
Why don't you just bring like a whoopee cushion with you and just do that the whole time?
Oh, because I'm muted. They wouldn't.
They
wouldn't hear it because they shut. They shut everybody down so you can hear the instructor.
Right.
I want to do a fire drill at home for the homeschool.
Everybody out. Everybody out. Yeah, that's weird. It really is. Strange times.
It was on this date in 1998. The Food and Drug Administration approved the Pfizer-made drug Viagra.
Oh, I need the boner sound effect, Craig.
Who needs a sound effect?
Right? Just look over here.
Yeah.
What's the clinical name for that? Sildenafil or
something like that?
Because it was originally...
What year was it again?
1998.
And now I think it's available generically.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a little
cheaper.
The patent has run out.
Had to be a lot of wives that were not happy about that.
And yeah, because
it works again. Like, oh,
because they thought they're the old man they're with had given up.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Just all don't have to put up with that anymore.
And yeah,
and he starts walking. Oh, it's back, honey. Guess who's back?
We're also celebrating National Joe Day, which is just anyone named Joe or any sort of version of Joe.
Got it. All right.
Hey Joe.
Hey Joe.
So we're celebrating all.
I'm sure he'll call.
I'm waiting for the call. Yeah,
but that's the hotline. And that's what Tommy's calling on. So don't call Joe.
Hey Joe's a song that could not be played on the radio today.
Shot his woman down.
Shot her.
I shot her down, man. Shot her down. You're right.
That wouldn't be on modern radio.
No. I bet you classic rock radio still plays. Oh, hey, of course.
Well, yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, but when it came out,
I think it's like
new.
Grandfathered in.
Right. Oh, but it's totally grandfathered.
You couldn't do a cover of that.
Shot that bad.
Release his new material.
Spanish police have arrested 8 people who they accused of flouting the coronavirus lockdown by organizing an orgy.
Oh, we talked about no orgies yesterday.
Undercover
That's why we
cops.
Stopped them around here.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Undercover cops in Barcelona raided the place.
It's been hell.
That as they were about to get going in their group sex session at the apartment, drugs included cocaine and liquid ecstasy.
In the morning.
That were also seized from the apartment, which had been rented for a week by one of the partygoers. Local reports said another 20 people were expected before police intervened.
That's an orgy.
One of the partygoers was said to have tipped off detectives after feeling guilty about breaking the lockdown rules. So these sex party guests are going to be fined for breaching government orders to remain at home and avoid socializing.
Yeah, a guy felt guilty soon after he had his orgasm. I'm out.
No, this is before they started.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
But you're not going to have an orgy without some ecstasy. What the hell is the point?
Right.
Yeah, that whoever narked is never going to get invited to an orgy again.
No, you're right. You ain't allowed back. Yeah, we canceled our latest one. Because you know why we always cancel ours? No women. the women always say no, so we all sit around.
It's feeling really gay in here.
we just don't. There's no woman again, unless that's just.
We're always thinking there's going to be a last minute RSVP.
Yeah, but never.
Nope. Someone with last.
They
second.
Never show up to our orgies, so we just sit there and then go home.
It's a recurring disappointment.
It is recurring, and I hate them.
Oh, Keith on the email also says down by the river. I shot my baby.
Probably
remade today. Yeah, right. That and it's 9 minutes long.
That too.
That too.
Right.
What's that new Dylan song? Super long.
I haven't heard it yet.
No.
It's brand new.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
This is about Kennedy. So I've heard that. I've seen stuff on Twitter that says it's like appropriate for the moment and stuff.
Oh, really? Okay. I haven't heard it yet.
I guess you've got time just sitting around at home.
I do have time now. I got time.
American Airlines says they're getting rid of the middle seat for the time being.
Just not selling it, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, because...
During this crisis...
Our buddy of ours lives in Vegas, and he lives originally from Boston. He posted up a photo that JetBlue, $35 from Vegas to Boston.
And isn't 29 of that taxes?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it was like $5 for the seat, and 30 for taxes.
Wouldn't you just buy that anyway? And if you don't end up not going down the road, you lose $30. I'm sure he's bought a few of those already. Oh, why not? It's $30. Right, yeah.
American Airlines blocking all or half of all middle seats on planes to create more space between passengers.
Beverage service.
Yeah, beverage service also reduced. Southwest Airlines.
But you're right. The guy in front of you is close to you then. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. You're closer to the guy in front of you.
They should stagger it. You know, middle seat and then aisle window, middle seat, aisle window.
Southwest Airlines, well, who's to say they're not? Southwest Airlines cutting 1,500 daily flights. Nearly a 40% reduction in flights for the nation's biggest domestic carrier.
Is that all domestic stuff? Because I know they go to the Caribbean. They go to Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw some.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I would never talk to this guy here right now. Actually, we'll save this.
Good. Yeah. The game will be out on 420 Bud Farm.
I can't wait.
And the creator here is Tommy Chong.
Hi, Tommy.
Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, thank you. How are you guys doing, Todd and Tyler?
We're doing okay, man. How you doing? Are you just sitting there in your house? And what are you doing for fun nowadays that we're all stuck inside?
And where are you writing this out? You in California?
I'm in California. Oh, it's hell here. It's just hell. I mean, you know, the pool guy hasn't come around for days. I mean, you know. I mean, our favorite restaurant, you know, they don't open till later.
The hell.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're in a nice compound there with a pool, and I know that you got sunshine, but still, we're in a house. Are you in a house normally a lot anyway?
Yeah, you know, I limit my outdoor exercise quite a bit now because I'm trying to learn how to dance tango.
I thought you've been a tango dancer for years.
Are you trying to get better?
I've been calling myself a tango dancer for years, but now I got to really learn it. You know, got to put my dancing where my mouth was. You know,
but you
no, I it's a tough dance. It's a very tough dance, and that's all I've been doing all day.
Well, with your wife then, obviously, because if you do it with somebody else, you're too close.
Yeah, that's true. I've been dancing with a chair.
Okay.
With rollers.
With a chair.
So that's my partner.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of the dance.
She's a little.
Go ahead.
She's a little short, but it works. It works out okay. You know, my arms get tired pulling them up. My wife. My wife, she's with me, and every once in a while, she will consent to be in
your partner,
you know, partner. Yeah. No, but that's what I've been doing, and I've been, you know, on the phone a lot, and I've been enjoying it. Tell you the truth, I was in jail, so I know how to do time.
Oh, yeah. No,
I never thought about that. You were in jail. Bud Farm is a new video game coming out. You and Cheech got this together. You can download that on April 420, obviously. Explain Bud Farm to us. We're interested.
Well, it's a game, you know, addictive game that once you start playing, you can't stop, you know, and have to get psychiatric help. we want everybody to get hooked on it. And three, I don't know how we're going to make money, but yeah. I mean that's the way of the world these days. You know, it'll keep you interested. Of course, you know, as it's, you know, you grow bud and you grow the big bud and you grow the good bud, and it's all about bud and having fun and, you know, being addicted and ignoring everybody else while you play a game. I love it.
Let's say you tried to grow weed before and you sucked at it. Will this teach you a little something? Can anybody who's, you know, not doesn't have a green thumb be good at this?
No. You just have to be, you know, have a phone and fingers, I guess, or nose, or do something. I don't know. It's more about you know, just playing something that you can never master.
Well, it's obviously it's like one of those city games. You build your own city. This one, you're building your own bud farm, I guess. And so that what it is. Okay, got it.
That's exactly it. Right. There you go.
All right. Okay. Are you good at it?
Oh, I'm so terrible.
At your own game? At your own game, you suck at it?
No, we're talking about actual growing.
Growing.
Both. No, the thing is about growing, you know, you have to water them. You have to take care of them, all that stuff.
They're very high.
You don't just put them in a pot. You just don't put them in a pot and walk away. You just have to, every day you got to do that stuff. So,
Tom,
no, the game is nice. You don't have to play it every day. You know?
All right, Tom. Your weed will stay alive in the game if you avoid it for a couple days.
Yeah. Do you have a lifetime supply of weed from everybody who has slipped you a joint while they saw you at a comedy performance?
I do.
Yeah.
It's the law of plenty. You know, guys like me that really don't need it.
Yeah.
We always get it. I got closets full of weed that I found. You know, I'm looking for places to put the weed I got, and I find other places where I put the weed, and I got tons of it.
Yeah,
and the more I give it away, the more it comes back. It's crazy.
You came here, I don't know, it was years ago.
Oh, it's been a while since
when you were doing the meet and greet, every other guy had a joint for you, and I figured, well, that's got to happen to Tommy everywhere.
And
that
was 20. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah,
easily. It does.
Yeah, we met Tommy.
It does.
Tommy Chong with us.
Oh, yeah, I meet people.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Especially growers, you know. I love the growers. They go, "You only got you a couple of bushels, but that ought to do it."
But they want you to try it and to tell you how good it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the thing is, people always ask me, what's your favorite strain? And I always tell them, marijuana.
Mine, too.
Yeah, do you think people are just being way too specific now with that drug? Because basically, like you said, your strain is marijuana.
It's a human habit, I guess. Yeah. You know, people, they like to become experts,
right,
at things that you don't care about.
And if Tommy Chong doesn't care about whatever strain it is, then you shouldn't care about it either. All right.
You mentioned your stint in jail. I was curious. I was curious, Tommy, if you have any friends that you met in jail that you still keep in touch with.
Oh, yeah, always. Are you kidding? We're joined forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah,
when's the golf caddy? If you get a chance to watch the PGA, you know, the professional, he's a caddy for Harris English.
Okay.
Harris English. Harris was he was leading the pack in the U.S. Open, and no, he's up there, and my buddy is Eric Larson, and he's really well known caddy on the tour. You know, he caddied with Mark Calcavecchi and all that, and I met Eric in prison, and he taught me. In fact, he got me into playing golf, you know, because he got me some free golf clubs from.
What was he in prison for?
He got railroaded. He was a cocaine. No, seriously, he was a cocaine user.
Okay.
And so when they busted the coke ring, they needed a name, and so Eric was the only name, you know, he was a caddy for a famous guy. And so they went after him, and they were going to give him 5 years. And he was just a user. He never dealt. He never did anything. At least that's his story. Anyway. And so he fought it, and he ended up getting 14 years.
Whoa.
In prison.
How long was he in? How long was he in?
He did at least 11.
Oh, man.
He did 11 years. And then, see, as soon as I got there, I made friends with everybody.
Yeah.
And I found out that if you make friends with the drug counselor, they have the power to get your sentence reduced. And so as soon as I found that out, then I hooked him up with Eric, and Eric is out on tour now. He's out of prison now. And and Eric is a beautiful, like, genius. You know, he got a couple of university degrees while he was in prison, and he's a brain and a beautiful guy. And he was our cook when we were there, because he ran the garden, and so we had a fresh, well, home cooked meal every meal we had in there. It was great.
Bud Farm is available on 420 to be downloaded. Bud Farm from Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong. Hey, have fun at the pool, and sorry about the restaurant not opening until later on, too, by the way. I know it's hell for you there.
No. I'm Manny. I've been through a lot.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it.
I'll get by this.
All right. See
you. Okay, see you.
Good luck. Thanks for your time.
Follow Tommy on Twitter. He's like-minded when it comes to the current situation.
Just what a cool guy.
Oh, he's always been a cool guy.
Just good nature. So you could easily come out of like that prison, everything just being bitter.
Yeah, right, because you know there's nothing more of a travesty than the Tommy Chong spending a year in prison for selling bongs. It is so crazy to think about that. After all these years, they put Tommy Chong in prison for selling bongs. And now weed is everywhere. Now, hell, there are guys still in prison for weed, too, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But Tommy Chong, you know, is just crazy.
Now he has his own line of weed.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chong's choice.
Right.
Florida man in custody for allegedly stealing hundreds of dollars worth of lingerie from a Dillard's store. Police say that 29-year-old Ray Long.
Ray. You don't have to call me Ray. His name is Ray Long. So they named his middle name the same as his first name.
That's what it seems to be.
Okay. Or is he Ray Ray?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's Ray Ray.
Yeah. But
I mean, his first name could be Ray Ray.
Yeah. Well, that'd be stupid.
Well, Raymond Ray. According to this, he has three names. The first two are Ray.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're saying Courtney.
That'd be like Craig. Right. That'd be stupid. Yeah. He's Ray Ray. I don't care if it's Ray or not. It's stupid to call yourself the same name twice.
Well, there's a John.
John Jr. was always John.
Okay, but that wasn't a given name.
Right.
He was not Jonathan on the birth certificate.
No. Right.
This guy, I think, is Raymond, or at least Ray.
Got it.
On the birth certificate.
What kind of underwear was you stealing?
$800 worth of lingerie got stuck into his backpack while in a fitting room. A deputy inside the Dillard's tried to stop Mr. Long, or Ray, causing a chase throughout the floor until he was caught and arrested. Now looking at charges of grand theft, resisting arrest. No word on why he decided to steal those particular items.
Well, you know he had Teddy on. Whatever he had on, he wanted to wear them. He wanted to wear them, man. One of them nice silky things all over his crotch.
Yeah, it's not like he was going to give it to all his girlfriends.
No, Ray probably doesn't have any. No. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.